Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it is Red Teens here, and if you haven't noticed, I haven't uploaded within the last 2 days due to just because I was not able to upload at all, especially including Friday, and actually, in fact, Wednesday and Thursday, so actually, in fact, it's 3 days. Friday, I just forgot, and it was just, I went to bed at like 3 a.m. when we got home, and so I was just tired all day, so I didn't really want to do the podcast, and at the same time, I forgot. And Thursday, obviously, I got home at 3 a.m., so I couldn't really do anything else. And so it was really just overall a matter of the trip. The trip itself, it was okay. It rained a little bit, but it wasn't that bad if you went from my Twitter posts. So I don't really have much actually else to say other than the trip went well, we played well, and that's really it. I don't really care about talking about my travels. I just don't really care because I think it's just boring, and this is why I usually don't have intros that actually involve travels. I just have intros that they talk about a certain thing that happened today or anything else. But we are going to return back to our political podcast. And so the first thing we got from today is President Trump announces a national emergency. And the thing is, I can't use my phone. I can't go onto a source or such and find out the exact details. Because my phone, during the trip, it got wet. I think the battery did, and it just doesn't work. It doesn't work at all, and I can't use it. And I'm also going to try getting another platform, which is Spreaker or something like that. And it's going to connect to iHeartRadio and that. But I learned that I have to pay, I think, like a $5 annual bill month. Because if I don't, I'm only going to get, I think, like maybe 15 minutes of recording and such. And that's going to be a pain in the A. That's going to be a pain. And so I'm just kind of deciding over even using it. I'm going to keep the app, but I'm going to just not use it. But again, Trump declaring a national emergency on the border. I think it's going to be a victory for the Republicans. But at the same time, I don't want it to be like leading on to like if Bernie Sanders or Ocasio-Cortez, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Beto O'Rourke. Especially not Beto O'Rourke, because he doesn't even believe in the Constitution. And this is the irony I found from Beto O'Rourke. He has the pledge that he'll protect the Constitution. And then Beto O'Rourke then says, does the Constitution have any relevance now? It's like, the Constitution still has relevance now. It's probably still even more advanced than when it was created. It's like, I was astonished to even learn this. It's like, I knew there were some stupid things he said, in my opinion. I've known that. I knew Beto O'Rourke was not a very good politician, in my opinion. But that was just one of the worst things I've ever heard. It was legit one of the worst things. And over the past, like, 3 or 4 months, I've heard a lot of crap that doesn't even make any sense. I've heard a lot. But that almost topped it all. That almost did. And so, again, the Trump national emergency, I think, is going to be a victory for Trump now. As I said, it might be a loss for future presidents because, as I said, if Democrats continue to go by like that, because then if they want to get rid of the wall, they'll say, oh, I'm just going to declare a national emergency. And so that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about that in the future rather than really anything else. Because the wall, I'm full supportive of it, but if we can't get it passed, I kind of just say, well, we tried. But I guess Trump really needs to get passed because, as I said before, it was one of his largest points in the entire election. One of his largest points was to go heavy on illegal immigrants, which is what the country needed. If he doesn't get the wall or at least some kind of barrier, I think it's going to heavily damage his election next year. I think it's going to affect him in any way. But as I said, if the wall gets done and he wins the next term, I think it would be a very big victory for his presidency. But overall, I haven't really heard that much details other than the Democrats call foul play and such, and that it's just been overall chaos. Maybe a little bit, not as much chaos as it sounds, but definitely some chaos mixed into there in the White House. But as I said, I don't have my phone right now, so I can't really find any other information other than really the article itself. So You can look it up, find out, tell me if there's anything you have found that I can put in the next podcast or so if I record tomorrow. Because I have been noticing that these podcasts haven't been getting much views. And that's also another reason why I haven't done as many podcasts recently is because I have schoolwork. And two, I just kind of say, well, if I'm not going to really get much out of it, I'm just going to say whatever. But we're going to move on to the very next article. And the very next article is about the Green New Deal. And I've talked about the Green New Deal for probably at least four podcasts. The Green New Deal was attacked by Nancy Pelosi, as I said before, and it was also predicted to never pass. Because even though Chuck Schumer was trying to say, oh, it's injustice to put it in the Senate because it's controlled by Republicans, do you think Trump's going to sign it? No, Trump's not going to sign a bill that literally is going to cut off our air traffic and our cars. I get your point of like trying to have climate change dealt with, but we can't just cut off everything. That's just a fact. Humans need that stuff. They don't maybe not need, but they are definitely needed in their life for travel reasons. And they might say, well, but we don't really need it. Of course, I want like electronic stuff. Like not like electronic stuff, but I mean like electronic cars, maybe in electronic planes that don't give off like the fossil fuels. But we can't right now, especially not with planes, because planes not yet have been that, technology has not advanced that far yet. We have been started to put in electronic cars, but we've not been able, at least from my understanding, to get to electronic planes. And so the Green New Deal is expected to not get that much votes. I think even if all the Democrats voted in the, or at least all of the Democrats looked at the bill, I think the Democrats would lose. Because even from Democrats themselves, they've been opposed to it because they've seen how just stupid the article is. That's it. The article itself is just stupid because it wasn't even formed. It wasn't even written correctly. In fact, it was written so badly that they had to, in fact, make some adjustments later. And then I think Ocasio-Cortez's attorney or a lawyer or whatever, I think he represented her. He released the details, and she also released the details, even though in other tweets, she tried to say that it was the Republicans and that, oh, I messed up. It's like, what, is this going to be like a Hillary Clinton case? Because that's what it seems like it's going. But again, the Green New Deal is, at least from even the Democratic standard, because I'm predicting that it's going to get about maybe 20 Senate votes. I think it's going to get 20 Senate votes and probably 30 House votes if it was in the House. Because I don't even think the most, I don't even think Democrats that have an actual scene of the other side are going to look at this bill and say, wow, cutting off all of our travel so that we have to bike? Great idea. Now, the sensible ones will actually vote. I'm not saying they don't. They're probably going to vote against it, but I'm not saying they have to, because as a conservative who, I'm not like a climate change activist, as you see, because I don't even know much about the subject. But I definitely think that we should still be, in a sense, looking at climate change over time and improving. We need to improve over time. We can't just advance this quickly, because this is the thing. Ocasio-Cortez is trying to say is that we need to quickly keep going, because as her statement before about the world we're going to enter 12 years, which obviously is not going to happen. It's just not. But I still agree with her in the sense of we need to make progress. We need to make progress slowly, not like just vaulting in with no technology that can deal with this. We can't. It's just overall impossible for this country to do that. It's just never going, it's going to happen, but it's not going to happen at the pace she wants it. So overall, the Green New Deal, it has some support, but from my at least understanding and others, it's not going to get passed due to many details that have been laid out in the bill, and it's just overall not going to be supported by many in the House or the Senate. But we're going to move on to the very next article. So I have, I think, some updates in the Antifa attack on the Marine group or so. I think something like that. And I think it was involving Maxine Waters, some other top Democrats, maybe even Elizabeth Warren, mostly depends. I think this is going to hurt the Democrats. As I said before, this is going to hurt the Democrats very badly in the sense of what they're representing. Because Maxine Waters, I think she's the representation of the entire Democrats. They support violence against Republicans. They support conspiracy theories that, and we're gonna kind of get into this into our next kind of article in the, sorry, but we're going to move on to this into the next article in the podcast. But Maxine Waters, she still, again, she just does, she overall wants Democrats to look bad. She just does, because she clearly does not try to look at herself and say, what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm sounding like a crazy person. Like the tweet she gave out, I think over a month ago, where she was trying to attack Trump for the polling, even though it had been clearly disbanded, I think weeks before, even though she still continued to use it as her point. But again, the Antifa, I think at least from the detail, from the Fox News sources, CNN and such, it's not getting ground in what I thought it was. I think it was, I thought it was going to be a big story, but obviously it's not. It hasn't appeared for some time, even though I've looked at it and I have investigated further details. And so it's just overall another sign of the left that's emerging. The left that is emerging out of the shadows of what the, because the regular left doesn't want Antifa. They don't, they probably in fact hate Antifa, because when, because Republicans can constantly use the Antifa mob as a point of how the Democrats are suppressing votes. And the Democrats also continue to use the old voter IDs as suppressing votes, when in real life it's actually identifying illegal immigrants and criminals. Because in my opinion, criminals should not vote. Or at least criminals that have been involved in politically motivated crimes. Because they are going to vote for someone who's going to either get them out or someone that's going to make it harder for them to get in jail again. And so I just never agreed with it, or at least I have a, I've just never, in a sense, seen it as a great thing to put criminals into the voting system, because it's just overall going to end up by changing elections. Because again, this is another fact that I provided before. Over 300,000, and that's the at least number. That's at least. And this is still called a conspiracy theory by Democrats. It has been consistently called a conspiracy theory that hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants voted across the country. It's undeniable. You can't deny it. Like, even the, even other Democrats have admitted that they have, in fact, received votes from the illegal immigrants. Like, how can you deny that there are so many illegal immigrants getting into this country and then say that they just aren't voting? I think they're going to vote because they're probably going to vote for a Democrat to get their family across, because they know that Democrats will get their entire family across rather than a Republican who's enforcing border security. But again, the whole story itself does not have much else to go on. I might continue it tomorrow, but it will probably not have any more types of updates and such. So we are going to move on to either our last article or second to last article. So the next article is talking about the Senate Committee on the Russian Collusion. They announced that, in fact, there was no collusion. There was not a single bit of collusion, and this entire, or at least for now, and that the Democrats' point of that they found much evidence on the entire point, no, is a lie. It's a complete and total lie, or at least a uninformed guess. Because even if the Senate committee, which, this is probably what the Democrats are going to do. The Democrats are probably going to say, well, the Senate committee is controlled by Republicans, so they probably are going to say that there's no evidence. No, the Senate committee is actually run by Democratic donors. In fact, the whole Mueller investigation has over 13 Democratic donors on the entire squad. So, in fact, the thing is, if they haven't found evidence, it's almost amazing that they haven't at least said something. Because I thought they were just going to start making stories up by saying, oh, we found this and this and this, so that Democrats can quickly pounce on it and use it as evidence in a false investigation. But again, it was obviously, they obviously didn't put any stories out that were false. They didn't, in fact, they didn't close anything out. They didn't change any stories, which probably will save us Americans from having to think any more about politics, because As I said, actually, this reminds me of something. I might actually not podcast tomorrow because on my new schedule, I have Sundays off. So I might not actually tomorrow, but I'm definitely going to still podcast on Monday. And I will might podcast on certain day, on certain days of the week that I am able to. Because again, the school schedule, it's going to depend on what I have. It really does depend on what I have. So the schedule is becoming much more lighter than what it was before. Because last time it was a podcast every single day. Now it's turning more into a 6 podcasts per day. And it might even close out to maybe 5 or 4 each week. And so the Senate committee, it dismisses the entire point of the Democrats that Trump has been convicted. Because I still see ads now that attack Donald Trump. I've seen these ads where they're saying, oh, like non-constitutional things. He interviewed with Russia. It's like that constant point. It's like no one has even proved it. No one's proved it, and they're still using it to this day. But again, there's not much to go on by the story other than they've dismissed it. And so the very next article we're going to move on to is more of the fact of what the Democrats have done recently. Amy, I think her name is Kollbacher. I'm not sure. But I think I've looked over her. I don't think she poses a threat. I've said this about many candidates. I think I've said Bernie Sanders possibly better will work, except for the obvious statement I talked about in the beginning, and others that have actually posed threats. And many more I've disposed as just candidates that have been supposedly threats to Donald Trump, but in real life, they are not. And this kind of, and I actually just want to bring this up right here. This is going to be kind of random, but one of my friends, his name is like, let's just say like Jeff. He said, like, oh, give me the script of your entire podcast so I can read it all. And it's like, I don't do a script. I just do it. It's like, I literally don't prepare scripts because in my opinion, at least, I don't think people should do scripts. Unless you're like in election and you're speaking and such, then you need scripts. Not all of it's scripts, but you definitely need scripts there. And so, but the fact is in podcasts, I kind of just grab the articles, I look over them, and I immediately start. Because I think I'm at my best when I'm not reading scripts. Because if I was reading scripts, I at least think that I wouldn't be that great. I think that, in fact, I would sound more like, and the Russian investigation was just proven wrong by the Senate committee. That's what I would sound like. I would sound more like I'm looking at something rather than actually speaking to you, the listener. But again, Amy Kollbacher, I can't pronounce her last name right. I'm not sure. I might look it up and see how to pronounce it right. So she, like many other Democrats today, because I think it was either today or yesterday that there was a shooting, I think in either Illinois or Arizona. I think it was Illinois, in fact. And they're trying to use the old-fashioned, we need stronger gun laws, when I've disbanded the idea many times. I've talked about gun laws. I've been a heavy Second Amendment person. I've been a Second Amendment kind of guy ever since I got into politics. I never doubted the Second Amendment, I think, because like many conservatives, I believe in the Constitution. I believe in what the Founding Fathers made. I think that they made the right thing to do and give citizens guns because, as they say, to overthrow the tyrant, this is not a quote, but paraphrasing, to overthrow the tyrannical government that could open, not, sorry, but it could, that could come out of certain parties or such. Even though like Washington and such, who was one of the big guys in the Constitutional Convention, even though he said that there was no political parties, I think at least that America needs political parties because if we don't, even though it does divide the country, I get it. Politics divides the country consistently. And I will never deny it. But I think we need parties because if we don't, there will really be no difference. We will not know what we're thinking because we won't know our side. We'll just kind of say, well, I just agree with them because they're talking and they're the first person. They're not going to actually investigate their political opinion. They're just going to say, I'll just be on their side. And I've always said this, but that you have to look into it. You have to look into the issues and see from yourself what you support and what you don't, and what you think and what you feel. I don't think feeling actually involves anything in politics. I think it involves facts. So don't actually count your feelings. Sorry, but don't actually count your feelings. And so going by what you think and what the facts say, you should decide. But you might say, but red teens. That means you're probably going to be saying you should be a conservative because by your account, that means we provide facts. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that by your account that you should be on that political party, because I've always said this in this podcast, and I will consistently say this probably every like six podcasts. This is not meant to convert you to my side. This is meant to put out my opinion and my perspective on news events and other issues that surround the nation. This has never been one that says, if you don't agree with me, you're stupid. And you might think, but red team, you make fun of it. I make fun of it when it's actually stupid, because when you say like the Green New Deal, that it's great, even though it's going to destroy the American economy and destroy the means of traffic and air travel. Yeah, it's stupid because the American people aren't going to probably deal with it. But again, this kind of, we're going to get back into the Amy. Sorry, but I'm just going to call her Amy K for now. Amy K, she and many other Democrats are trying to use the shooting to gain ground on the gun control. I've always said this. I've always said this. Prove your point. Prove your point that we need to put tougher gun laws. Because I've agreed on tougher background checks and looks into people more than ever. But I've never agreed with just limiting all firearms. Because they're virtually saying, limit all firearms if every single citizen that didn't do it. That's what they're saying. They're not saying we are stopping the criminals. Because the criminals, they don't have to get their guns from the gun store. They could just go to the black market and get their AK-47 or M16. They don't have to walk into the store. Like, this has always been used on the conservative point. Criminals are never going to give up their guns. Criminals are going to find different ways to get guns. They are not going in any way going, sorry, but in no any way they are going to give up their guns just because someone says so. They're only going to give up their guns if they're caught and they try to get less time, or in fact, they've committed a crime and they don't need it. But again, there's not really much else to go by that on the Amy K situation with other Democrats. So this is really going to end our podcast right here. And again, I'm probably not going to do it tomorrow. As I said, I might. I might do it if I don't have anything else to do. And I'm still, in a sense, trying to... If I fix my phone, I will probably have a much better podcast than this. If it doesn't get fixed, I might not also, because I really don't like just talking about news articles and not knowing what I'm talking about, because I always worry about getting something wrong and telling the listener the wrong fact and making it completely like fake news. Because obviously, as my title suggests of this podcast, we're fighting against fake news. We're not trying to be fake news. So this is going to actually really conclude it. So I thank you for listening. I hope you can continue supporting me. I hope you have a great rest of your night, and I hope you have a great Sunday in the future.